Joy Tactics.
We're just rolling.
Are we gonna gamble?
We're just rolling. No, gambling's not good for you. Wait, do we need to have something that we are discussing?
We
could do bodybuilding. No. We're kind of talking about that.
Oh, let's do bodybuilding.
Homes.
Oh.
Well, home architecture.
Should we leave this part in so that people can see, like, just exactly how it happens?
I'm about to put in the classic Zen. I wasn't anticipating this.
I'm not doing that because I don't let substances control my mindset. All right, so today, spoiler alert. Uh-oh.
Y'all know what that is, right, if you're watching the video?
Vodka.
Milagro tequila.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Milagro. Looks.
Should we have that at what minute mark?
I think at the probably when we. I think we should get really faded at minute 55, just to keep people like
5 minutes
watch the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we're about to get fucking fucked up out of our fucking minds at minute 55 through 1 hour. You know, at that last 5 minute chunk is gonna be a
bonkers.
And by the way, tequila.
Yeah, and we should figure out. Let's talk to some programmers. And I think it'd be really cool if we figured out a way that you cannot skip our videos. You cannot. I don't know.
Orange style.
Clockwork. How did they land on orange?
That's what no one's been able to discover.
Because clockwork, I get. Because clockwork, you know, that's an ominous.
Everybody knows why it's called clockwork. Right. The orange part.
Orange.
Speaking of books that were turned into movies.
Wait, Eric. He's coming back.
Wow.
Someone suggested this.
Michael.
Suggested this timeline.
Crichton.
That was me.
Crichton. Well, you suggested it, but then also someone else.
You got a double off the pod?
Was like, yeah, you got to read that.
You want me to we want to see how good at reading I am? Because you think it's so funny.
Speed
that,
read it.
It's very funny that you speed read it? Okay. So it's about a guy named Michael who goes over the right. Now a major motion picture. Okay. Let me show you, because I noticed that y'all waited for me to be gone to do the books episode.
Yeah,
which is very funny because you missed out on.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I don't care. I don't feel anyway because I'm too busy.
You're missing the introduction.
I don't need the introduction because with context, I'm going to know everything about the author I need to know. If the book's good, I don't need to read the intro.
Right.
Corazon. Okay. Anyone who is not shocked by quantum theory does not understand it.
What it is, it said, anyone who is not shocked by quantum theory does not understand it. That's Niels Bohr, dude. Respect. Give some respect to the name.
And then another quote, nobody understands quantum theory. Chloe Feynman. Richard Feynman, my bad. Okay, ready?
Also, we should say this is the mildly high.
Oh, yeah. Mildly high.
I don't understand
We got mildly high before this. We did one episode before where we were just full high, which I think was maybe a disaster. And
this is the like 2% high.
Well, yeah, it's an amazing joint. It's about 3% THC, about 12% CBD. Just as joint should be created in my mind. It just made me feel pleasant.
And guess what? The perfect title for a chapter doesn't exist.
Show it up to the put it up to the camera.
Doesn't exist. 361317. Say no more. You know, now you want me to body it, right?
Yeah, please.
Chris Hughes ran to the edge of the cliff and threw himself into space, screaming, arms and legs flailing into the sunlight. He drew the dog. He saw the door dog. What's that? Door dogney.
Well, it's halfway through, man. There's probably so many context clues that you don't even know about.
200 feet below, snaking through the green countryside. It was too far to fall. He knew the river was too shallow. There was no question he would die. My God, what's going to happen? This is gripping me.
You're spoiling it. You're spoiling what happens to Chris.
Yeah, right.
I haven't read the book yet.
No. It's not a spoiler. I'm just showing that at one point he's high up for jumping into a river.
I didn't want to know that.
That's all you need to know.
Could you imagine if you were reading Star Wars, the book, and you were on page...
Imagine reading Star Wars for the first
time. And you were on page 300 and it said, Luke, you are my father.
I am your father.
You are my father. No, you, I am your father.
Wait, what Luke, is it?
And you read that part, and you would have spoiled the whole fucking thing for everybody. So you don't know what you just read.
If my bad. If that book is about somebody who's really high up and afraid about how deep the river is below them, then my bad. I just spoiled it.
It could be.
Luke. Wait. Oh,
Luke,
wait.
Matthew, remember, Mark, John, Revelations, Acts 1 and 2.
Psalms.
Deuteronomy, Leviticus.
Would y'all... yeah. That just made me think that Genesis. I could see you doing the, what's it called when they do the freestyle? You like go on and do a verse, like backpack cipher or something? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
a backpack cipher.
I do know, actually.
All right, never mind.
So we're up in my house, actually, now. That's what's quite interesting. For everyone watching, Jack is sleeping over this week until my mom gets here on Saturday. Nate's just chilling. We had a little Thai food. Things are going good for us career wise.
Oh yeah, should we pray real quick?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Please.
Dear God, thank you for delivering us
the Thai style food. Crunchwrap Supreme. So creative how they're merging fast food into fine, delicious Thai dining. Thank you, Night Market Sign, for being so funky with how you do that type of food. It's delicious.
And thank you for keeping Eric alive. I know that this has been like I know he's defying some sort of contract that you had for him in this life, where he should have died many times previously. Right. And I just thank you that you're keeping him alive for just a little bit longer. That's all we need him is just for a little bit longer. That's it. And then you can take him.
Just speaking of timelines, this was the most rarest outcome that I would make it this far. This was the 1 in 100 million shot. I was supposed to die in a river trying to save my brother.
Oh, under the ice. Maybe you did, dude. Maybe this is heaven.
Are we still praying? Are we still in the prayer? Stopped.
Life is a prayer if you do it right.
And you can't, you know, you have to end the prayer, right?
How do you do that? By saying, thank you.
Amen.
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 And you know what that means? And it is done.
For now.
That's what
I come back with another prayer. I didn't know. You know what I'm realizing? I forget when you mix chemicals, a new effect comes out. So nicotine plus weed. Oh, no one's ever thought of that. Putting No one has done that before.
Two leaf-based ingredients.
Yeah.
Oh.
Two leaves that ordinarily could never merge together in nature. That would be incestual. But when you eat them at the same time, your blood becomes a conduit for a new molecular substance.
Sort of experience.
It is interesting to be back off of Zoom again.
I have never felt this out of shape in my entire life.
Mentally?
Yeah, mentally, and also just I think when the Zen hits, when I'm feeling out of shape, it's the worst feeling on the planet.
Because you're getting zone 2 cardio right now.
Because I'm getting zone 2 cardio after having a Thai-style Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah.
And that's when you know that something's got to change.
Should we freaking arm wrestle? We should have an arm wrestle.
I think Jack will destroy.
Yeah, he probably will.
I will not. I think Eric will. Eric's the strongest one.
That's what you think, based on my chunky build.
Well, let's talk about it. I think Eric, you're the strongest. Nate, you're the strongest mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'm tall.
Right.
I saw you with your shirt off last night, standing right over here, and I thought you're looking built.
Built?
Yeah.
Like
built, like I could see.
Well,
the
way you were handling that kettlebell earlier.
Do you guys think I'm improving? You're just saying that.
I mean,
trying to make me feel better about my
diagnosis. Kettlebell right there. That was crazy.
I could fucking do it.
Let's go. All right. Well, maybe you guys should go.
No, Eric's the final boss. This is the.
I think I'm going to lose.
You know, I did biceps today, so I'm a little bit.
I did full body. One exercise, full body. Have you seen that picture? Have you seen this?
What?
You know how when there's a workout machine, it shows red on the area that you're working out?
Yeah.
There's a funny meme or something where it's like a machine that works out everything and it's all red.
That's what you want, man. You're waiting for that shit to be invented.
You know what? You should have to feel your friend's power every once in a while.
I know. And by the way, arm wrestling is one of the most addictive activities. Because once you see arm wrestling, everybody wants to do it.
Or is it this?
No. It's this.
Okay.
And you got... Hey, look at this. Look at him. He's already trying to cheat. You see this,
what?
Right?
How so?
Because your wrist is all bent over. It's got to be straight, right? Are you going to ref this?
You know I
do. Yeah, all right.
No bias?
Yeah, please. Please stop talking to me.
You know I'm friends with the greatest arm wrestler on the planet, Devin Larratt.
But I've watched a video from him. He's kind of a bully.
Devin Larratt?
Yeah.
No, he's playing a character. He's not a bully. He's a very sweet guy. He's a military.
If he's military, then I respect it.
Canadian military, by the way, so don't.
Those are the real.
So here's what I want to say before this is throwing your body weight to it, like this.
None of that.
So it's just got to be pure. This is the only movement you can do.
My elbow hurts.
The computer's falling asleep.
All right. Ready?
Wait, are we recording? We're recording.
We're recording through the computer.
Jesus Christ. All right.
That made me nervous. All right, Eric, do something.
All right, on the count of three, begin to arm. 3, 2, 1. On the count of three, 1, 2, 3, begin to arm wrestle.
East Coast style.
East Coast style.
All right.
All right, guys, I want a fair fight. No fucking, no fighting dirty. Please keep it real. Elbows stay on the table. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Ow.
Ow. I'm sensing.
I don't understand how this is like physically possible.
It's a stalemate.
It's a complete
stalemate. Just take me down, dude. If you can take me down, just do it.
I can't. I literally can't.
Is this a draw and you have to?
This might be a dead draw.
No, there's something going on.
I'm trying. So try hard.
I don't know which way to push.